Shabbat Shalom. Abraham and Isaac walk up a mountain that God has chosen for them, carrying the altar, the ropes, the knife, the fire. Atop the mountain, Isaac lays bound to this makeshift altar, and Abraham holds up the knife. Tears stream down his face, and he cries out, "Please don't let this happen." His prayer and his tears rise up to heaven, and the angels cry with Abraham and say, "Please, God, stop this." God is moved. God throws back the heavens, and the angel rushes to earth. Says to Abraham, "Abraham, stop. You don't have to do this." Abraham sighs and says, "Alas, it was God who told me I had to, and only God can tell me I can stop, not an angel." He holds up the knife again, and again tears stream down his face, and again the angels cry with him. One more time, God throws back the heavens, and God descends to earth, not an angel, but God. And God says, "Abraham, you don't have to do this." But then our rabbis tell us the story takes an unexpected turn. Abraham doesn't put down the knife. He holds it up and says, "God, I could have argued. When you told me that I had to sacrifice Isaac, I could have said that you had already promised me that I would have a great nation, that there would be a great number of my descendants, and that they would come from Isaac. I argued with you about Sodom and Gomorrah. I could have argued with you now, today, but I did not. So what I want you to do, please God, act as if I did sacrifice Isaac, and I want you to forgive all of my descendants, all of the future Jews. I want you to forgive their sins ahead of time." God looks at Abraham and sighs. God says, "Abraham, put down the knife." Abraham lowers the knife, and God says, "I cannot do what you say. What I can do is what I have done and will always do. I will be here waiting. When your descendants, when the Jews, when your future family sin, I will be here ready for their repentance. I will be here ready when they apologize. I will give them Yom Kippur, a day designed to help them apologize. But repentance must be part of the plan." Question is, why did the rabbis give us this midrash? Why did they add this part to the story? The first surface answer is to remind us that when we do wrong, we must face it head on. We must do repentance. But a little bit deeper, I think the rabbis had a message especially attuned for us today in modernity. Abraham's mission in life was to be the first Jew. His profession was to go around the world and bring monotheism to the world. That was his job. And in this story, the rabbis are telling us, God is telling us, that whatever our mission, whatever our profession, whatever our job, we may not sacrifice our loved ones for it. God is telling us that Abraham failed his test. By holding that knife over Isaac's throat, by holding his loved ones hostage, Abraham missed the point. Abraham missed the message. The message that was there for us. Our loved ones don't have to be our children. They can be our parents, our brothers, our sisters, our friends. Whoever they are, this story is screaming at us from 2,000 years ago to tell us we may not sacrifice our loved ones for our job. This story is letting us know that we have to pay attention to try and figure out when are we holding that knife. It's not always so obvious. So this Shabbat, this week, this year, indeed for all our lives, I wish us God's perspective. I wish us the chance to hear God's voice telling us to put that knife down. I wish us a lifetime of putting our loved ones first. Shabbat Shalom.